The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this rainy Wednesday, the Wednesday before Memorial Day weekend, and this is the perfect time for us to talk about Arlington National Cemetery. It is a beautiful plot of land. It is it's haunting. It's all those things. And our next guest has written about it and has written about the people who are buried there. More than 400,000 of them. Each of them has a story to tell. And while all the stories aren't told, many of them are in A Walk Among Heroes, Searching for America's Better Angels by U.S. Air Force veteran Gary Zielinski, who's on the line with us right now. Gary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on your show.
I appreciate you joining us. This started for you decades ago with a simple walk through Arlington, didn't it?
Yes. I started my military career as a photographer, the greatest job in the world. Walk around, take pictures, and get paid. I just can't believe that I got to do it. And life happens, and when I got ready to retire the second, third, or fourth time, I can't remember, I wanted to rekindle that that passion I had as a youngster and use my old film camera and take pictures. And I sought out a beautiful place and nothing more beautiful in Washington, D.C. than Arlington National Cemetery. So that's how the book started.
Describe Arlington National Cemetery.
You know, it's it is our nation's most hallowed ground. As you said in your opening, 400,000 brave souls are laid to rest at our nation's preeminent military cemetery. But also at the cemetery, along with our military heroes, are the families, so young wives and spouses and husbands of our military veterans are interned at Arlington. So my book became, as I did more and more walks to take pictures, my book became the stories that are often not told, the stories of the families, the stories behind the headstones, if you will.
So many of those great stories as well. Any that come to mind that stand out for you as one of the better stories you can tell?
You know, I think your listeners will all relate to this one. Audie Murphy is buried at Arlington, and your folks will know Audie Murphy as our nation's most decorated hero, soldier of World War II. He earned the Medal of Honor by standing on a burning tank and defending his company of soldiers from numerous Germans who were attacking their Audie's troops, and he stood on a burning tank, firing a machine gun, and saving the lives of countless Americans. Audie survived the war and went on to star in over 40 movies in Hollywood. So he's had more lives than most of us get to have. But Audie was haunted. He slept with a loaded revolver under his pillow. He had what's known as post-traumatic stress. During his movie career, he married a young Pamela Opal Lee. And when Audie died, Pamela had to go to work to pay off his debts. He was prone to gambling and had the IRS was looking for him. So Pamela had to go to work after Audie died. And she ended up working at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Southern California, and she worked there for 30 years. And she was a tenacious woman. She was basically a greeter. So when a soldier or a veteran would come in for medical treatment, if she saw them waiting too long, she would pick them up by the collar and drag them into the doctor's office and say, "You see my soldier now." So she was a patient advocate, and like I said, she was tenacious. When the VA bureaucracy wanted to eliminate her position, hundreds of people lined the entrance to the VA hospital and said, "Not our Pamela." So hundreds of stories have been written about Audie Murphy and his life, but I wanted to kind of complete that circle, if you will, and share his most his incredible wife, Pamela Opal Lee. So that's just a sample of what I tried to capture in my book.
To tell the story of Arlington is really to tell the story of America, isn't it?
You know, I like to say that everything good about America can be found in 639 acres of the rolling hills. And, of course, it started as a civil a cemetery during the Civil War, where they needed a place to bury the literally piling up Union dead. But before that, it was a southern plantation. And it was inherited, southern plantation owned by the family of Martha Washington. And when Robert E. Lee married into that family, he inherited that land. So during the Civil War, the quartermaster of the army at that time, Montgomery Meigs, did not want the Lees to ever return to that plantation. So he started burying Union dead on Arlington, what was known as Arlington House. And he interned those soldiers as close to that plantation house as he could possibly do so, again, to prevent the Lee family from ever returning. So it's got all of our history rolled into those 639 acres.
Joe Louis is buried in Arlington, isn't he?
You know, Joe Louis is another fascinating story. Joe Louis was the heavyweight champion of the world. He did not have to enlist. But in World War II, he said one simple thing. There's a lot of things wrong with America, but Hitler's not going to fix them. So at the height of his career, he enlisted, and what he wanted to do was to help enlist more African-American soldiers. And he did so in a segregated army. The military was not integrated back then, so even though it was segregated, he wanted African-Americans to join the war effort during World War II. And just one interesting thing about Joe Louis, again, undisputed world heavyweight champion, did not have to enlist, but he gave exhibition bouts to over 2 million troops. So he was a uniter for this country. And when Joe Louis passed away, a radio announcer had befriended him during World War II, but when Joe Louis passed away in the early 80s, a President Ronald Reagan, that previous radio announcer, Ball, went on to waive the burial requirements so Joe Louis could be buried at Arlington.
Amazing.
Again, an incredible story of an incredible American.
Talk for hours about this stuff, Gary. This is really, really interesting. Let's just talk a little bit about CIA agents, because you write about that in your book, too.
You know, often the unsung part of our government, when everything goes right, they're silent in their victories. And their defeats or their failures are well known in public. And my hat goes off to the agents that defend our country every day. I wanted to capture a photograph of the father of the CIA, William Wild Bill Donovan. And as I learned more and more about the history of the CIA, William Donovan started the CIA in what was known as the OSS, or Office of Strategic Services. And in researching, again, the history of the CIA, I gravitated towards the war on terror in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And come to find out that the first casualty in the United States in our war against Al-Qaeda was a young John Michael Spann. And John Spann was a CIA officer, and he died very early on when clandestine forces, Delta Force, was dropped into Afghanistan, you know, well behind enemy lines, and he was killed. And the notable thing that I found about John Spann was the fact that he also has a memorial star at CIA headquarters. And he's one of the few Americans to have both be able to be buried in Arlington, but also have a memorial star at CIA headquarters. And the reason John Spann is buried at Arlington is because he died in combat, and he was previously a United States Marine. So that allowed him to be buried in Arlington. But again, he was a CIA officer and our first casualty in the war against terror.
Gary, it's so inspiring to read about so many heroes, those heroes that are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Where can people learn more about Arlington and find out, you know, there are maybe people in their own family or from their own town who are buried there?
You know, Arlington National Cemetery has a wonderful website, and it will it has, lack of a better word for it, a kiosk. And you can go and you can search your hero and find them. You can find them, look up a name if you think somebody's buried there. And that's a wonderful way, I think, to really learn Arlington National Cemetery. And please don't visit as a tourist. Find a purpose. Find an individual from your hometown, from your family, and go search out their grave. Because as you walk those 630 acres, you'll truly be inspired by the fellow comrades of theirs that lie beside them.
Great stuff. Gary, I appreciate your time this morning. The book, A Walk Among Heroes, Searching for America's Better Angels. Gary Zielinski, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.